local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
A very busy Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now starts now on News Radio 92.3, hour number two. Joe and Austin with you for the next 47 minutes, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. Starting off right away with today's top three stories. In Kansas City this afternoon, a chaotic scene as the Chiefs Super Bowl parade ends with a shooting, one person dead, several more injured.
Officers responded to the area, took two people into custody, and also immediately rendered life-sustaining aid to those victims.
That was the police chief earlier this afternoon. The fire chief said there could be as many as 10 total victims. At the parade conclusion, officers were seen running into Union Station with guns drawn, and two armed people were detained. And multiple hospitals confirmed that they were treating victims. House Republicans today have impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, making him the first cabinet member to be impeached in over a century.
History will not look kindly on House Republicans for this blatant act of what we believe to be unconstitutional bipartisanship.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise was back in Washington after receiving cancer treatments, giving Republicans the necessary votes to get the impeachment over the finish line. It'll now head to the Senate, where an acquittal is almost certain. House Intelligence Committee warning about a serious national security threat. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he sent President Biden a letter a month ago about the threat.
In response to that letter, a meeting is now scheduled tomorrow on this matter here at the Capitol with the Gang of Four and with the President's National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan.
Various reports say the threat is related to emerging Russian space technology. Ohio Representative Mike Turner says his committee made information on the threat available to members of Congress, and he requested that President Biden declassify the information relating to the threat so Congress and allies can openly discuss actions necessary to respond. Those are today's top three stories, 5:15, local headlines after traffic and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we'll start with Pine Forest Road, as we typically do. We've got a lot of issues going both north and southbound there. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road or traveling southbound coming from West 9 Mile, perhaps trying to get onto I-10, we've got some pretty severe backups in that area. Also have some issues on Pensacola Boulevard near the intersection with West Detroit Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that as well. Nothing too severe, though. Gulf Beach Highway, if you are traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got a lot of issues in that area. Still got some backups caused from an accident report if you're traveling westbound on West Fairfield towards Ruby Avenue. We also have backups on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway and even further westbound towards North Palafox Street. North Davis Highway traveling northbound just past Creighton Road and a little bit south if you're traveling towards Olive Road there. Let's see. Also have some issues if you are traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards the intersection with Dog Track Road, so be on the lookout for that. Then looking at Gulf Breeze, we have a lot of backup still if you're trying to come over Three Mile Bridge and get into Gulf Breeze, especially if you, it's going to basically have you backed up just halfway past the bridge there. So if you're trying to get into Gulf Breeze, be on the lookout for that. Once you do get into Gulf Breeze and start traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling towards Oriole Beach, we've got some more issues there. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther, and then as you get through Windhaven Beach and a little bit more as you're traveling closer to Highway 87, you're going to have just spurts of congestion there. And then two more. If you are traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Avalon Boulevard, we've got some backups developing in that area. And if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, you're still going to have that evening backup there.
Pleasant weather continues into Thursday and for the rest of the work week. Highs are going to continue in the low to mid 60s. Low temperatures will be in the 40s to lower 50s Thursday and Friday too. A few more clouds on Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday. We will see chances for rain return late Friday into Saturday. And we have a high chance of rain all day on Saturday, but right now just looking for a chance for showers and cool temperatures. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, a lot happening here here locally as well. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, our Andrew McKay talked with the EMS Union President Chad Stimmer after last week's letter to county commissioners claiming there's a profit over patient mentality with EMS Chief David Torsell as well as his staff. About the response to the letter, Stimmer had this to say.
Nobody from the county at any level has spoken with us, from the commissioners to Gilmore, nobody in administrative offices. We had our in-service last week at EMS at work, our in-service, in-house training, and during a few of those events, basically the team that was leading it just said, it'll get handled if it's handled. We're not going to be talking about it now. So we have heard nothing from anybody.
So there was that. At around the same time this morning, District 1 Commissioner Jeff Ragosh was having his monthly coffee with the commissioner, where he had Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore as well as EMS Chief Torsell on with him today. Torsell responded to those accusations that he's overseeing a toxic culture. He says during his tenure, he's worked hard to change the culture and significantly improve pay for his employees.
My tenure as of today is 2 years, 8 months, and 14 days. I have been here nearly half as long as all five of the previous chiefs combined. So think about, you know, and I'm going to affectionately say the dumpster fire that I inherited when I walked through the door. Yeah. Where there's just all kinds of chaos. We had a mass exodus that was going on in EMS that I inherited walking through the door.
Torsell adds that in the last 2 weeks, he filed two reports with the Escambia Sheriff's Office for harassment from former employees. And, of course, this comes after the EMS union to the commissioners last week, issuing a vote of no confidence in Torsell as well as Deputy Chief Christopher Stevens. We also heard from County Administrator Wes Moreno in the aftermath of Monday's town hall with District 5 Commissioner and Commission Chairman Stephen Berry, who at the time promised action to respond to complaints that North End ambulances were oftentimes missing in action. Another county official in this case, Moreno, says the data doesn't meet up and match that narrative.
I spent 3 hours yesterday morning in the Samsara software looking at tracks, looking at GPS coordinates, dates, times, and you know, I wasn't trying to work against anybody, but the facts are what the facts are. And the narrative that was being told at the town hall did not prove out to be what the software represents.
And so during the town hall Monday night, residents in Molino, Century, and Walnut Hill say EMS crews are often pulled out of their service area to respond to calls in the much more populated South End, leading to sometimes substantial wait times. And in Milton, coming up tomorrow night, the city council will decide how to move forward with the city manager position. Following Scott Collins' resignation, that takes effect February 23rd, Councilman Jeff Snow thought that former city manager Randy Jorgensen could help.
I reached out to him, asked him what he thought. He said if the city's in need, then he's willing to do it, definitely temporarily.
And Jorgensen retired in September. The council will hold a special meeting starting at 7:30. 5:21, we'll take a break there. Coming up, a look at our state headlines. Pensacola right now, hour number two, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Happy Valentine's Day from Strength for Life. As you think about your spouse or your sweetheart this Valentine's Day, remember that in the Bible, the word charity is used to describe a love that gives. 1 Corinthians 13 explains that charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Charity, or love, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. The Bible says, now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. This Valentine's Day, remember that real love is not about what a person gets, but it's about what a person gives and forgives.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Hey Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, you're going to be heavily backed up. In fact, you're going to be backed up past I-10 a little bit. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest, coming from West 9 Mile, trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some pretty severe backups there. Got some issues on Burgess Road. If you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, North Davis Highway is looking rough too. If you're traveling northbound towards Creighton Road and a bit further north, trying to get onto I-10. Also, if you're traveling south, trying to get onto or towards the intersection with Olive Road rather. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, looking backed up at this point. It's basically going to have you backed up to North 9th Avenue. So that's looking pretty severe at this time. Gulf Beach Highway still has issues if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive. It's going to have you backed up to North Navy Boulevard. Let's see. We do have some issues on Blue Angel Parkway going both ways. Just south of the intersection with U.S. Highway 98, you're especially going to see issues if you are traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Outside of Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway is clearing up, but we still have some issues on Three Mile Bridge. If you're trying to travel southbound, get into Gulf Breeze, you're basically going to be backed up halfway over the bridge. So half of the bridge is basically locked off there. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Mary Esther and going through Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87. Still got some backups there. Traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Avalon Boulevard is going to have major or minor backups, basically reaching Escambia Bay. So be on the lookout for that as well.
Pleasant weather continues into Thursday and for the rest of the work week. Highs are going to continue in the low to mid 60s. Low temperatures will be in the 40s to lower 50s Thursday and Friday too. A few more clouds on Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday. We will see chances for rain return late Friday into Saturday. And we have a high chance of rain all day on Saturday. But right now, just looking for a chance for showers and cool temperatures. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Right now, We are sitting at 57 degrees. In state headlines today, Florida is putting millions of dollars into enhancing cancer research. Governor DeSantis says the funding will ensure health institutions have the resources they need to treat and detect early stages of cancer. He's proposing more than $200 million towards similar efforts as part of the upcoming state budget.
And speaking of Governor DeSantis, he's taken a swipe at the Biden administration, which he says is enacting a radical rewrite of Title IX that will gut protections for women and girls. He says that the state of Florida will not abide by any changes.
Make sure that our girls and women athletes are able to compete with fairness and integrity, and that you can't inject males into those competitions, and that you can't inject males into women's bathrooms and locker rooms.
My goodness. And also, the state of Florida is putting millions of... Oh, my bad. A proposal creating term limits for county commissioners is advancing in the Florida legislature. Lawmakers approved the measure earlier today, sending it to the full House. It would impose an 8-year term limit. This requirement is already in place across 8 of the state's 67 counties.
A new bill designed to prevent gun violence is being introduced by Florida lawmakers exactly 6 years after the deadly Parkland school mass shooting. Lawmakers spoke in honor of the 17 people who were killed at Stoneman Douglas High School back on Valentine's Day 2018. Representatives Maxwell Frost and Jared Moskowitz used the time to introduce the Identify Gun Stores Act, which would prevent states from banning credit card companies from tracking suspicious gun purchases.
And the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation will hold hearings next week on requests by two private insurance companies to hike their homeowners' premiums by more than 50%. Both Castle Key and Amica Mutual are seeking increases of about 54%, and more private insurers are entering the Florida market since lawmakers passed a series of property insurance reforms in late 2022. Citizens Property Insurance, the state's so-called insurer of last resort, is hoping to move more than 300,000 policies to private insurers this year.
Recap of today's top three stories, if you're just joining us. Following the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade, shots ringing out in downtown Kansas City, leaving one person dead, several others injured. It's believed that 9 victims are all children. At the parade conclusion, officers were running into Union Station. They did have 2 people in custody. House Republicans impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas today, thanks in large part to House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who was back in Washington, giving Republicans the necessary votes. And the House Intelligence Committee warning about a serious national security threat. Various reports say the threat is related to emerging Russian space technology. 5:30 right now, Fox News update. We'll get our national headline sports coming up later on this hour, giving away a pair of tickets to Pensacon.
Fox News, I'm Jack Callahan. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee is warning members of a potential national security threat and asking the White House to share what it knows with
Congress.
Sources
here have confirmed it has to do with an emerging capability from Russia that would be of grave seriousness potentially, but that the threat is not immediate.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. One person is dead, as many as 15 others hurt, in a shooting in Kansas City shortly after the parade for the Super Bowl champion Chiefs. This man was there.
There were so many people there in the crowd, and once it was realized what was going on, you can see the crowd shift. There was so many people down there. But the police department, they detained that situation very quickly.
3 people reported critically injured. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. What had been speculated recently at Cisco Systems is now reality. The networking giant has unveiled plans to cut 5% of its workforce, layoffs that will impact more than 4,200 employees. In addition to announcing the layoffs, Cisco reported quarterly earnings and revenue that topped expectations, but issued tepid guidance for the current quarter. Cisco shares are down 5.75% in after-hours trading. General Motors says it's adding about 350,000 miles of roadways in the U.S. and Canada to the areas where drivers can use the company's partially automated driving system known as Super Cruise. The expansion nearly doubles the road miles where the system can run. GM says that with the system, drivers can take their hands off the steering wheel, although they must be ready to intervene at all times as the vehicles can't drive themselves. Stocks rose today, the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite rebounding more than 200 points. The Dow Industrials and S&P 500 gained 151 and 47, respectively. That's your money now.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sportsman and sponsored by Staybill. Remember, when you store, start with Staybill. Visit Staybill.com for more information. Last week, Micah Parsons told me he doesn't believe T.J. Watt is a top five pure pass rusher. That's a crazy statement to make, and even though Micah denied that he has any personal beef with T.J., clearly he does. Watt led the NFL in sacks three out of the last four seasons, so not only is he a top five pure pass rusher, he's better at getting to the QB than Micah is. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know gas goes bad in as little as 30 days? Bad gas can cause rough starts, poor performance, or no starts at all. Stable, America's number one fuel stabilizer, ensures quick and easy starts after storage. Stable's proprietary formula keeps fuel fresh for 2 years, outperforming competitors. Whether it's your car, truck, boat, lawnmower, leaf blower, weed trimmer, ATV, motorcycle, or anything else with an engine, when you store, start with Stable.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Right now on News Radio 92.3,
Just a little bit past 5:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Touching on where you're going to experience the most issues, if you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, you're going to be backed up just past I-10. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10, you're going to be backed up to West 9 Mile Road. We've got some problematic intersections in Pensacola, most notably, Mobile Highway and West Fairfield Drive, also Burgess Road and North Palafox Street. Have some issues traveling northbound on North Davis Highway to and past Creighton Road, perhaps traveling, trying to get onto I-10 East there. Speaking of I-10 East, if you are traveling, coming over Escambia Bay and trying to get towards Avalon Boulevard, we've got some heavy backups in that area still. Trying to get over Pensacola Bay on 3 Mile Bridge and coming into Gulf Breeze, you're going to basically be backed up to the halfway point on that bridge. It's pretty severe congestion there. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound near the Oriole Beach area, got some minor issues there still. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, most notably coming from Windhaven Beach and closer to Highway 87, got some issues there. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've still got some backups in that area.
All right, thank you very much, meteorologist Joe Neubauer with the forecast.
Beautiful weather to end the work week with dry conditions for Thursday and Friday. We'll have high temperatures in the low to mid 60s, low temperatures continuing in the 40s with partly cloudy skies. Where the forecast changes is the weekend. Saturday, we have a high chance of rain all day long on Saturday. It's about 60 to 70% chances right now with highs in the 50s. Sunday is drier, but cold weather sets back in with highs continuing in the 50s too. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, 5:38 here. Just a couple of quick updates here as I'm watching ABC World News with David Muir. In our top three stories, we were talking about this serious national security threat involving the Russians. And just on the headline, ABC News here, the kind of specific threat is that the Russians want a nuclear weapon in space. So that is what the gist of this is. Also, the latest from Kansas City, as police chief and mayor gave an update just a moment ago, is that one person dead and 22 people are injured. That's the new total right there. About half of those injured believed to be children following the shooting at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Police Chief Stacy Graves adding that three suspects have been detained. 5:40, getting a look at what's happening elsewhere in the nation and world today. The U.S. investigating whether Israel misused bombs and missiles in airstrikes that killed civilians, according to the Wall Street Journal. The State Department is also looking into if Israel used white phosphorus in Lebanon. The report says weapons investigators suspect a 2,000-pound bomb provided by the U.S. was used in an airstrike on a refugee camp that killed over 125 people.
And two new polls have former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley trailing former President Trump by more than 30 points in her own home state. Haley trails 65% to 29 in a Winthrop University poll and 65% to 30 in a CBS News poll.
Also, the judge in Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case will consider whether to toss DA Fannie Willis.
I think what we're looking at is a kind of a mini trial on the Fannie Willis, Nathan Wade affair. And that mini trial is going to go on for a heck of a long time. It's not going to be resolved anything like February 15th.
A co-defendant in the case says Willis should not serve as prosecutor due to an improper romantic relationship with prosecutor Nathan Wade. Willis is accused of benefiting financially by hiring Wade for $650,000, despite Wade allegedly never prosecuting a felony case.
And speaking of Trump, the judge overseeing the New York State civil fraud trial of the Trump Organization, Trump himself and his two adult sons, will issue his verdict on damages this week. NBC News reporting that the decision will come from Judge Arthur Engoron on Friday. Engoron had already ruled the company and the Trumps engaged in fraud, but neither party in the case requested a jury trial. The coming verdict will be about intent and damages.
Republicans calling on President Biden to take a cognitive test amid concerns over his mental fitness.
If you're not cognitively fit to stand trial or to answer accusations against you, you're obviously not cognitively fit to be the president.
One congressman there, House Speaker Mike Johnson, says the report on Biden's handling of classified documents shows that he's unfit to serve. Biden's mental acuity, of course, has come under scrutiny. We talked about what Congressman Matt Gaetz had to say about there being perhaps a broader conspiracy there. The White House earlier this week announced Biden will not take a cognitive test as part of his upcoming physical exam.
And New York Democrat Tom Suozzi will take over the congressional seat once held by Republican George Santos after defeating his GOP opponent in Tuesday's special election. Suozzi won back the seat that he vacated in 2022 in an unsuccessful run for governor, and which was filled by Santos until his expulsion on December 1st.
Taking a look at what's happening in the sports world today, NHL matchup 6:30 on TNT, the Panthers taking on the Penguins in Pittsburgh. NBA doubleheader on ESPN, 6:30 tip-off for the Bulls and Cavs, and then the Clippers-Warriors follows that at 9 o'clock. MLB hosting a call regarding the obstruction rule around bases. The rule is for preventing infielders from unfairly blocking runners' paths to bags. This, of course, comes as spring training opening around Major League Baseball this week. 49ers firing defensive coordinator Steve Wilks. He was only there for a year after taking over for DeMeco Ryans. The news comes right after the Niners defense, I thought, did pretty well for the vast majority of the game. Of course, losing the Super Bowl to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, but I don't think it was the 49ers defense's problem. Also in sports, the college football playoff will be on ESPN for the foreseeable future. As yesterday, the CFP agreed to a new rights deal with ESPN exclusively through until at least 2031. And then college basketball, we've got South Carolina Auburn matchup of ranked SEC teams that starts on the SEC network at 7:30. And then number 8 Tennessee taking on Arkansas at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. 5:43, right before Health Business Insight, it's almost 5:44. Texter letting us know that I-10 westbound over the Escambia Bay Bridge, a little backed up.
Yes. Yeah, that one's been giving us some trouble for a bit.
Yeah.
Are you ready for traffic and weather now?
Yeah.
Oh, nice segue then. Okay, my bad. Yeah, we'll start with that. I-10, if you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, if you're going to be backed up, yeah, a little ways onto the Pensacola Bay Bridge. There's no confirmation of an accident. I don't exactly know what's causing that backup there. But yeah, that's been giving us trouble for a while, and it is looking pretty severe until further notice. Also, North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound, going past Creighton Road and traveling towards I-10, trying to get onto I-10 East, we've got some issues over there. We do have an accident report on West 9 Mile Road. It does not appear to be causing much issues exactly where it's placed, but it is right next to Pine Forest Road, which is causing a lot of backups both north and southbound, basically between West 9 Mile Road and I-10 there. Lastly, in Pensacola, well, actually two more things in Pensacola, Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, that's still going to have you backed up basically to North Navy Boulevard. We've got some minor issues as we get further back, so it does appear to be breaking down a bit, but once again, still rather severe. And traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards the intersection with Dog Track Road, that's still looking pretty rough. Let's see here. Gulf Breeze Parkway, it's looking fine, but what's going to give you a lot of problems if you're traveling towards Gulf Breeze now is the Pensacola Bay Bridge, or 3 Mile Bridge, rather. If you're traveling southbound trying to get into Gulf Breeze, you're basically going to have pretty steady backups halfway over the bridge in that area. And lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, coming from Mary Esther and trying to travel through Windhaven, getting Windhaven Beach, getting closer to Highway 87, we've still got some pretty severe backups there.
All right, thank you very much. By the way, update on the I-10 westbound. Looks like a disabled truck is the cause of the slowdowns over in Santa Rosa County. Also, Texter just letting us know an ambulance just passed southbound on 3 Mile Bridge. All right, 5:46 here on Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Health Business and Science Notes today. The Valentine's Day holiday, in case you forgot, you're welcome. Get to Publix or wherever, get some flowers before on your way home. Question, Austin,
yes.
Is it acceptable on Valentine's for men to just get their loved ones flowers? Or would that be an expectation and the gift should be something in addition to the flowers?
I don't want to sound high maintenance as if like, oh, it is completely unacceptable to not get a woman just flowers. I will say, though, if I would recommend you get flowers and something additional. I wouldn't just leave it at flowers, but I do know that floral arrangements are pretty expensive. So I would, I'd say that's part of the gift, but I wouldn't have it be the only thing, no. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's shaping up to be a record year for spending. According to the National Retail Federation, consumers plan to spend a total of $25.8 billion on Valentine's Day, the third highest in the survey's history. Also, the FDA is approving the first ever medication to treat frostbite. It's an injection used in adults who have suffered severe frostbite to help reduce the risk of toe or finger amputation. A trial of the treatment found that patients who received the medication alone saw a lower risk of amputation compared to patients who received other treatments.
And the creator of the popular snack Pop-Tarts has passed away. William Post has died at the age of 96. He worked as a plant manager for a Michigan-based regional bakery that later became Keebler. Kellogg's asked the company in the early 60s to create a new breakfast product. Post originally called the product Fruit Scones, but the name was changed to Pop-Tarts as a reference to the pop art trend that was growing in popularity at the time.
Wendy's is adding a sweet treat to its breakfast lineup from another fast food chain beginning on the 26th this month. Wendy's is partnering with Cinnabon to add a new baked good to its early menu called Cinnabon Pull-Aparts. Trade publication Restaurant Business says that it's common for fast food restaurants to partner with brands they may not consider direct rivals.
And a tiny surgical robot aboard the International Space Station has performed its first surgery demo in zero gravity. The robot, nicknamed Space Mira, performed multiple operations on simulated tissue on Saturday while a surgeon back on Earth guided the robot's hands. The 2-pound robot was developed by researchers at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. The inventors hope that the technology can be used during medical emergencies on long-duration space flights and in remote areas on Earth that lack adequate healthcare resources.
Marvel is revealing the cast for its Fantastic Four reboot. It includes Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, a.k.a. Mr. Fantastic, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, the Invisible Woman, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, a.k.a. the Human Torch, and Ebon Moss Bachrock as Ben Grimm, a.k.a. the Thing. Fantastic Four is set to hit theaters on July 25th of 2025. I have not heard of any of those four.
I don't believe I have. Pedro Pascal. He's the guy that played in The Last of Us. He played Joel, the one that women were swooning over. You'd recognize him if you saw him, I think.
All right, well, let's find out. Let's test that theory while you do the next one.
Okay. Billboard has ranked the top 50 songs with the word love in the title. The top five are 1976's Silly Love Songs by Wings, 2011's We Found Love by Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris, 1977's How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees, that's a good one, 1994 I'll Make Love to You by Boys to Men, and at number one, 1981's Endless Love by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie.
Never seen him.
You've never seen Pedro Pascal,
never
ever.
Never seen him.
Well, we've got women nationwide, their heads are spinning.
Okay.
They can't believe it.
All right. Hey, all this talk about movies and pop culture and entertainment is just putting me in a mood.
Oh, really?
To give away tickets to Pensacon.
That was
so
clever.
Like what we did yesterday was I looked at the list of guests and I'm scouring through the list here trying to think of a good one, and I stumbled across this guy.
Okay.
Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein.
I've heard the name, I think.
He is in The Misfits.
Yep.
I do think it, now he's appearing Saturday and Sunday. I do think it would be mean to require people to text out Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein, although it would be fun. But let's go with The Misfits. First person to text The Misfits to 850-437-1620 gets a pair of Pensacon tickets. Wacky stories, good news coming up next.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Do you feel disconnected from the educational resources your family needs? Resources like free tutoring, aftercare, and scholarships? Join me, the host of Voices United in Education podcast, Meredith Hackworth Edwards, and Cody Strother from the Escambia County Public Schools on Pensacola's Expert Panel, Thursday, February 15th at 9:30 a.m. We'll talk scholarships, aftercare, and tutoring, as well as our first ever Podcastapalooza event on March 2nd.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. So, wow, there have been multiple accident reports in Pensacola. We do have some, if you are traveling on North W Street, we've got some issues going both north and southbound towards the intersection with Truman Avenue, so be on the lookout for that. I also had some accident reports from earlier on, West Fairfield Drive, if you were traveling towards the intersection with North Pace Boulevard. Still got some minor issues in that area from that. Had an accident reported on West 9 Mile Road near Pine Forest Road. Doesn't really seem to be causing issues on West 9 Mile unless it's causing a detour through Pine Forest, because we have a lot of issues there. If you're traveling north or southbound between West 9 Mile and I-10, that's where you're going to experience a lot of issues there. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10 East, we've still got some issues in that area. If you are traveling southbound on 3 Mile Bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze, you're going to be backed up basically halfway through the bridge there. We've still got some severe backups there. I-10 traveling eastbound, if you're trying to get towards Avalon Boulevard, that's going to have you backed up basically just over Escambia Bay, so we've still got some heavy issues there as well. Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've got issues there, but typically at this time they do start to die down, so hopefully that will not be a problem much longer.
Pleasant weather continues into Thursday and for the rest of the work week. Highs are going to continue in the low to mid 60s. Low temperatures will be in the 40s to lower 50s Thursday and Friday too. A few more clouds on Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday. We will see chances for rain return late Friday into Saturday. And we have a high chance of rain all day on Saturday, but right now I'm just looking for a chance for showers and cool temperatures. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, 58 degrees right now, partly cloudy overnight, 45 tonight. Austin, I had a pretty wacky, weird day today, if you'd like to hear about it.
Sure, what's up?
So it started very busy. I woke up and I went down to the DMV to get the registration changed on the car that I am now the proud owner of.
All right.
So that didn't take very long. I decided I was going to head over to Chick-fil-A to buy my wife a nice Chick-fil-A breakfast that
How
she
sweet.
Likes.
Okay.
And that took a little bit longer than I would have liked, but I'm not complaining. That's just a fact. So on the way home, I got home and had about 5 minutes to get my little one ready to go to grandma's. I drop her off at grandma's to head here. On the way here, I stop at Chipotle to get some food before I come in. As I am waiting in line at Chipotle, I look at my phone and I check my email. And, you know, I get pretty regularly throughout the day, like, kind of like advertisement emails. I've used this email for years. And so, you know, for all the stuff that I buy or just all the mailing lists that I'm on, you know, so I get those throughout the day. So yeah. I had about 17 to 20 of these emails that were there. So I went through and swiped them out like I always do. As I'm walking out of Chipotle, I realize I have 20 more, which is just, that's never happened before. So I'm like, what in the world's going on? So I get rid of those or whatever. And then as I'm driving to work, I keep looking at my phone and more and more and more of these spam emails. And they all kind of have the same thing, like, please confirm your subscription or just
Ooh,
things like that.
Red
I'm
flag.
Like, okay, so is my email address just on the dark web now? Like, is how does this, you know, is this the Russian thing that we're talking about? Like, is this how it starts?
Right.
So I'm just like, you know, kind of befuddled about what in the world's going on. And so I'm like, okay, well, I have a backup email address that I really only use for one or two things. Do I just have to switch everything over? That's a giant pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
So all this is going on. I get a alert from my bank.
Oh, no.
That says pending debit of $850 at Dell Computers.
What?
And that wasn't me, by the way.
I believe you.
So at this point, I'm like, okay, I see what's going on here. An email pops in that says confirming my Dell purchase to my email. I call up my bank immediately. So for the first hour of my shift here, I was pretty
frightened.
I don't know about frightened. I was just kind of out of sorts, and it took me a little while to get longer, but that was my wacky weird day. So long story short, bank's got you know, the hold on everything. I got to get a new debit card. So sorry, honey. I can't stop on the way home and buy your Valentine's present because I don't have a debit card now.
Don't you just hate it when that happens.